Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The same tree that was in Genesis, the same tree that was in Ezekiel, will be the same tree for eternity in Revelation 22. Okay, now, if you'll stay with me for just a minute, here's how I picture it. We talked about the leaves were for the healing and the fruit, we're going to be able to enjoy the fruit. I can just picture a mama when she has a baby. Now just listen, hear me out, okay? In the new heaven and new earth, they will no longer have a sin nature. Are you following? But I could picture a mama going down to the river of water, river of life, and getting like a bottle, because it's just a baby, and putting a leaf, kind of like how I love tea, you know, hot tea. You put the leaf, matter of fact, Jim and Carmissa ain't here, but when I go to Columbia, Doug and them do this, Carmissa will go outside where they live, and there's a plant there, and she pulls the leaves off of this plant that has a really great flavor. Put it in the tea and you drink it, okay? It's just an enjoyable thing. I picture that in the new heaven and new earth, even the millennium, where mama have a baby, go to the river, take a leaf, pluck it from the tree, stick it in that bottle like you would a tea, okay? Let it sit. She gives it to the baby. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, that's how I picture it, okay? I could be wrong. But that's kind of how I picture this. Now remember, there's going to be no more sin, no more sickness, no more pain, no more suffering. But God has provided something for eternity, for, if I could use it, human beings in the natural order of things, forever and forever they're going to live in their physical body, just how he decided Adam could do. It's going to be the same way for eternity. Could God have done it a different way? Of course he could have done it a different way. But this is in God's plan how he chose to do it for eternity. And I'm just going to take it at face value. Again, I take it very literally. And there's more I could say about the leaves of the tree were for the healing, the health of the nation. They're not going to have colds. They're not going to have COVID. Not going to have flu bugs and all, but what is, because everything's going to be perfect, but yet in God's plan in his economy, he's using this, that tree of life, to give to the people that they could, like he said about Adam, that they could live forever. Now, the difference is Adam was in his sinful body. The people in eternity will be sinless. Did y'all get that? Sin will be eradicated. And again, I got to move on. I got a few more things I got to quickly. There's a great man of God who passed away many years ago. His name was S.F. Breeze. He started a church in Nazarene. Great people. When I mention this, listen, I believe that there's a lot of Nazarenes and Pentecostals and Methodists and Presbyterians. They're going to heaven. Amen, preacher. There's a lot of Baptists who are going to hell. Amen, preacher. It's not the denomination, it's who you believe. Okay, and I just happen to believe that theologically we're right. The doctrinal, but that has nothing to do with salvation. Are you following? This is no. Okay. You heard a story about somebody dying and going to heaven and Peter was showing them around and they went to one place and Peter kind of opened the door and people were jumping around and all. And the guy said, what's going on in there? And Peter said, oh, those are Pentecostals. They're having a good time, you know, up in heaven. He goes to another one, and there's a group of people in there that are praying, and they're very quiet in their worship. So who's that? So that's the Methodists. That's how they worship, very quiet, opposite than the Pentecostals. Then he goes to the next room. He goes in, and he says, shh, got to be quiet. Well, who's in that room? He said, that's the Baptists. They think they're the only ones up here. Where was I at? The what? Where was I at? I lost y'all on that one. Anyway, let's move on. For the healing of the nation, it's going to be forever and ever. I was going to ask some more, but I got to get on. There's a perfect consummation. Then I want you to see the perfect restoration, the perfect restoration in verse number 3, and there shall be no more curse. Remember, quickly, I need to get through this. God invoked the curse in Genesis. In the book of Revelation, God will revoke the curse. So we see it's that perfect restoration. Remember, behold, I make all things new. And it's that word. I've tried to learn this word to make you think that I'm really a well-learned fella. And I'm not. I'm really not. And I'm going to mispronounce it, but is entropy? Entropy? Entropy. Okay. That's why Danny sits right up to the front. Entropy. No. Entropy. Entropy. You know, it's a law of part of the law of thermodynamics that things grow old, they rust, they tear apart, they deteriorate. Thank you. Okay, that law will be done away with. He makes all things new. They will be forever new, forever fresh. Isn't that something? I'm looking at Claude now. Does Daniel cut your hair? He used to, but anyway. Yeah. Oh, Daniel cuts hair, all right? You won't be having to get a haircut. And let me go a little farther with that. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I had a funeral this past week. And I was off to the side talking to one of the funeral directors, and we were kind of joking about it. I said, we're not going to have any funerals in heaven. Amen and amen. No more death. And I said, you're going to be out of a job. I didn't say there weren't going to be funeral directors in heaven. I said they're not going to have a job as far as the funeral director, because there's no more. Why? Because it's that perfect restoration. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering. We see that there are no more. God has removed that curse. He invoked it. Now he revokes it. Secondly, it's a perfect administration. We see in verse number 3, but there shall be no more curse. That's the perfect restoration. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. You're talking about a perfect administration, because he, Jesus Christ, is going to rule. Now, this Tuesday, this is a sideline, an advertisement. This Tuesday is voting day, right? Okay. Our administration has a lot to be desired. Amen, preacher. Locally, nationally, or whatever, has a lot to be desired. However, I'm encouraging you, you need to vote. If you don't vote, don't complain. Ain't that right, George? If you don't vote, you don't complain. It's not only a God-given right, it's a blood-bought right. That we could vote. And out there in the foyer is a sample ballot that I filled out, and ain't many left. Matter of fact, Casey printed a bunch of these things, and they're about all gone. And I'm glad you do. If you don't know who to vote for, go out there as you leave today, and there's a sample ballot. You can take it in to the voting booth. I early voted Monday, Tuesday. I wish my wife was here. Went down here to Gil Jones. There was no, when did you go vote? It was Monday. I went Monday morning, and me and Latrice went. There was no waiting, no in line and all. And I voted, and I got it. And the guy gives you the sticker. He said, I voted early. Did you get that sticker? Put on the thing. I got two. I did. I said, can I have another? He said, absolutely, because mine would fall off. You know, all day long. And I'd put another sticker on. People know I voted early. It's important. It's important. It's important to vote. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for the Kingsmen live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's the Kingsmen in concert at 6 p.m. this Saturday, December 3rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.